you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Piers Morgan calls Harry and Meghan embarrassing and hypocritical. We're taking sides. Plus, Paris Hilton is out for revenge. And Bachelor star Serena P joins us live after dumping Matt. Has she changed her mind? Over here on Daily Pop today, Piers Morgan just called Harry and Meghan embarrassing and hypocritical. Get ready for some drama, y'all. Okay, Oprah's upcoming interview with Harry and Meghan is not sitting well with Mr. Piers. He is slamming them in the Daily Mail, asking if they truly want privacy. Why are they doing all these huge TV interviews and dishing dirt on their family? Piers was also not impressed with the Harry on James Corden interview. Listen to what all he said on Good Morning Britain.
For Prince Harry, does he get any more embarrassing than this? Seriously. Than being on an open-top bus in Hollywood.
Why is it embarrassing?
Banged on about privacy.
Okay, I read the whole article from Piers Morgan. And listen, I very rarely even want to hear poor Piers Morgan's side because he is just always complaining and I find him to be very sexist in a lot of ways. So I typically don't even want to give him an inch. But he actually made a few valid points. Which were they did beg for privacy, and they have been doing a lot of things that go against that. You know, they are doing Netflix specials. They are doing interviews. They are doing this big sit-down. If privacy is the one thing that they needed so badly, why aren't they just living that up? They're free.
Yeah, but you can ask for privacy on a Monday and then be out in these streets on a Saturday. I don't think privacy is something that if you ask for it one day, that means that you want it your whole life. Like, if something happened to you in your personal life and you didn't want to talk about it today, that means that you don't want to talk about it today. But if you feel like you want to open up on Monday, that is your right. So, yeah, I do understand where Piers Morgan is coming from, but you can change your mind. You can open up.
I don't understand. I'm not agreeing. Piers Morgan, go take several seats. You know he's a prude, right? Now, when he was on CNN and running his mouth over here, he was fine with it. Now, they come over here. Now, he's a prude over in England, but when he was over here, he was just running his mouth. Right.
For sure.
So now they're over here. They want privacy in England. They want it, and privacy means stop following me, stop stalking me, stop coming into my windows. And
okay,
I think
but
that's
don't
what
you
it was.
Think celebrities have that same issue, right? They say they need the PR when they need the PR. They want to promote a project, but... do you get to pick and choose once you've opened that door?
I don't think you get to pick and choose when you open that door. I think that, like anybody else, you can request something. Now, rather you're gonna get it in America is a whole nother situation. You know what I mean?
But I think it's gonna be better. I feel like over here, we have so many issues over here. People storming the Capitol. We burning up stuff. There's a lot going on. We're not really concerned about the royals right now. It is not a slow news day over here. They're like, okay, they're here. That's cute. So I really feel like over here, they feel safer.
They're not the main story.
Let me ask you a question.
There's other stuff going on.
Let me ask you a question. Do you think Pierce Morgan would be saying the same thing if Harry and Meghan had sat with him on his show?
No.
Would he be calling it embarrassing and hypocritical?
First of all, they would never in a million years. They gotta hate this guy more than anything. But no, never. If they sat down with him, he would turn it all around. I will say, though, in his long form, he had many examples of where reasonably they have contradicted themselves. And so I think it's okay, and I think it's fair for the press, because but prior to them deciding they didn't want to be royals anymore, they were their government, right?
Absolutely.
So we have the right to criticize our government. So that's kind of back to, you know, at least free speech over here in America. But they have it there, too. So I'm just saying, I think it's fair criticism is what he did offer this particular time.
Amen.
It kind of makes me choke a little bit to even say it. Because I don't want to say it.
Exactly. But I agree with Justin. Absolutely. I think you can change your mind. I think they're like, okay, they had to look at everything, figure it out. And I think they have the right to change their mind. And it's not like they're running around on every newspaper and magazine right now.
They kind of are. I mean, it's been a lot. I mean, James Corden, Oprah, they've done interviews.
Yeah. They got something coming out. They're about to drop a new CD. Come on.
Yeah.
You got to promote. You have
to
promote.
I don't care. Do what you want to do, but the criticism was a little fair.
But I also think that, you know what? They're bringing around fresh press, good press.
Yeah.
They're changing the image that the others were putting on them, if I could say so.
Yeah, but then when the press turns, it's going to be, I want my privacy, which, again, is okay to ask for whenever you want it, but it's a request.
At least in America, you can try to balance it a little bit better than you can over there.
So yes.
They have a better chance, especially since they're besties with Oprah. We're going to be like, let me show you how it's done.
Right, there you go.
Let me show you. All right, well, Paris Hilton is still mad about a cruel joke Sarah Silverman made about her at the 2007 MTV Awards. And she's also not letting David Letterman off the hook for grilling her during an interview that same year. Take a look at this.
How'd you like being in jail?
Not too much.
Have your friends treated you differently since you've been out of the slammer?
No. But I've moved on with my life, so I don't really want to talk about it anymore. But
I heard that to make her feel, like, more comfortable in prison, the guards are going to paint the bars to look like penises.
Oh. Ouch.
So, let me tell you, as a comedian.
Yes.
This is what the problem was. She was in the audience. Usually you crack jokes about people that are not sitting there. Mm-hmm. She is sitting right there, so there's an extra cruelty right there because everyone, as soon as you tell the joke, everyone does this to get your reaction.
Cringe.
They look right at you. And I think Sarah went a little too far, but maybe that was in her younger days as a comic, and maybe she didn't know she was an audience. I'm hoping. And David Letterman, a comic. You gotta understand, as a comic, they want to get the joke more than worrying about your feelings.
Yeah, but I think David Letterman's situation, he invited her on to go on his talk show. And I definitely understand, hey, you just went to jail, you fresh out, you're coming sit on my talk show, so we have to talk about it. But I think what happened was David Letterman used all 8 minutes and 58 seconds grill her about this thing where she was down for the first 2 minutes. She was like, okay, I know I did this.
Yes.
I know we got to talk about it.
Yeah.
Let's do it. But when he got to 3 minutes and 35 seconds, I was like, all right, this girl's obviously uncomfortable. Enough is enough.
I mean, she said something to him 3 or 4 times. And just as an interviewer, I feel as though, I don't know, it's just like common courtesy, respect when they are saying, like, we're talking about something else right now. You talk about something else right now, but he is a comic and he knows when to push the button.
That's a problem.
But he's
I'm not
a comic
saying it's
at that
okay,
moment.
Though.
No. Once a comic, you're a comic first.
He's not a comic at that moment.
No, but once a comic, you can't turn that off. He started as a comedian. Even if they put you in a seat in a nice suit with an audience, once you get that bug and they're laughing, some comedians can't stop it. But when she said at the commercial break, Paris Hilton said, please stop, please don't do this anymore. In the commercial break, as a human being, he should have probably said, okay, I got my jokes off.
I don't know that they even went to commercial. I think it was just like
I've seen comics. I'm sorry, just can't stop.
Yeah, but I think when you are a comic and you take a job at a network like this and you're on The Tonight Show, I definitely understand that the instinct is there. But as a comedian, you ain't got a legal department and you ain't got standards and practices. But as the host of a late night show, you have a standards and practices that tells you and a PR department that says, whoa, you need to like pipe it down. This girl's only like 24 years old. Mm. And I will say, look, I've always said, you know, I hate when people, you know, start wanting apologies for other people. I'm not down for that. But Paris Hilton is saying, I felt a certain type of way. Mm-hmm. This is where I was in my feelings at the time. And I think you should apologize.
Yeah.
That's a whole different situation.
Well, I do want to put on the record there. I guess David apologized after the appearance. He sent her a case of wine. But, you know, I guess, you know, at least he apologized. So at least he did. I don't know if it was genuine because it's funny because I feel as though whenever you do an apology like that, it's interesting because to me, I would be like, thank you for the apology, but I know if you had to do it over again, would you have done anything different?
Or do you feel like he should have the next night when he came on his show and said, hey, you know, welcome, let me apologize. We had Paris Hilton on last night and I just want to make a public apology.
I went too far.
I think that he should have Paris Hilton on
his new show on Netflix. She's not going to come back.
I
think he should say, look, here's an open invitation. I'm going to use 8 minutes and 58 seconds of this time to apologize to you and talk about what I did to you on that show because David Letterman is a whole different person on his new show on Netflix.
He is a different
It's not about the comedic moment. Mm-hmm. It's more about the person-to-person interaction and talking about people's lives. So I think if you want to apologize and you want to make this right, I say have Paris on that show and have a sit-down conversation.
What about Sarah Silverman? She's yet to ever apologize. Ooh. Do you feel like she should?
Again, that's a request.
You know what? It's hard because she was doing stand-up and you were in the audience. I think Paris needs to go ahead and take the L on that and forget, you know, let that one go. Yeah. It happens. Comedians talk about people all the time. She was in the audience. It hurt her feelings. I think get your apology from David. You're in the spotlight. Yeah. This is what happens.
Yeah.
You know?
All right, fair enough. Okay.
Comedians take it. That's a gem right there. They're like, oh, thank you. Your pain is about to be my best joke.
Still ahead, you guys. The Bachelor Serena P is here. She is talking about last night's Women Tell All, her breakup with Matt, and what in the world is going to happen with this show. Don't go anywhere.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Last night was the Women Tell All on The Bachelor. There were apologies, tears, and some very heated moments. Take a look.
With my exit, it kind of just hurt my feelings how I saw you said, like, I need to self-reflect and I have no words for her because I felt like I had done my best to open up. I was going through, like, just levels of pain at that time.
I mean, you know, looking back, it's just kind of disappointing because you see me come in as this strong, confident, smiley girl. And in the first 24 hours, I was just completely tore down. I've like never felt so low like that in my entire life.
Is there any part of you that is conflicted or thinks at all, maybe I made the wrong call?
It was super difficult. I mean, I'm getting emotional even talking about it.
It was hard.
I truly feel like I would have been doing you a disservice staying and not letting you explore relationships with women who could give you 110% certainty in what they had with you. And I hope that you're really happy and you found exactly what you were looking for.
He turned that face quick. He
was like, you saw
thank
that?
You.
And we've got Serena P here joining us live.
Serena P, you are the GOAT, girl. Yes. You just walked out of there.
Tell me, how did it feel seeing Matt for the first time since you left the show?
I was really nervous to see Matt for the first time. Obviously, the last time I'd seen him was our breakup. So, yeah, I was nervous, but it was really good to see him.
What did you think of the beard?
I was about to ask the same question.
Right.
Everyone wants to know about the beard. Personally, it's not my favorite. I mean, he's a great-looking guy either way, but my vote is definitely for no beard.
Oh, my God. Me too.
Come on, y'all. Because a beard, forget that beard. He's fine. Okay, go ahead. Ask us something, Justin. What
I
you want
to know? This.
I want to know something,
because there is a chance that Matt might end up single at the end of this season. Mm-hmm. And if that would happen, would you consider giving him another chance?
I mean, it's hard to know how the season ends at this point. I do hope that he's found love and is happy. Obviously, he went on this show, on this journey to find that person for him. And I know Brie, Michelle, and Rachel personally, and I know that they are great women, and I'm hopeful that he has found love in this
okay,
process.
All right.
Okay,
all right. That's
so
cute. That's
no.
cute. Yeah, okay. Let's
but
get
if he is single,
look,
yes or no?
Yes.
If
okay,
he is
a
single,
no.
I
got to get into
Wait,
this.
If he is single, what? If he is single, call you?
This Daily Pop girl, come on.
Another
look,
date.
Forget this. We want another time, child. I need to ask you some questions. Do you have any regrets leaving the show? I got a lot of questions.
That's a good one.
Yeah, do you have any regrets? And I need to know why you left him. What was it? Because he kissed with his eyes open, his breath stayed. What happened?
No, other than the eyes thing, Matt's a great kisser. It wasn't anything to do with that. You know, it just, for me, my heart wasn't there. And I wanted to be there. I was hopeful I was going to get there, but it just wasn't in the same place. I mean, you see Rachel and Michelle saying, you know, I'm madly in love with this guy and he is my husband. Like, I have found my person. That just wasn't where I was at.
I respect
that. And so, chemistry,
I respect that.
I do too. Did you sleep with him? I need the tea.
No, I never slept with him. We were never given that opportunity and it was still quite early on.
We apologize for Kim. She likes to get all the tea. I do want to talk about the Chris Harrison scandal. How are you feeling about it? Do you think he should return to the show?
Watching that interview with Chris and Rachel was very upsetting, difficult to watch, and just overall disappointing. I think it shed a lot of light on the issues within the franchise and beyond the franchise. I 100% stand with Rachel Lindsay, and I commend Chris Harrison for coming out, taking accountability and apologizing. And I think him stepping away to do the work and educate himself and continue that journey, not just today, tomorrow, but beyond, is necessary.
For sure. Now, you were a part of the joint statement from the women of season 25 denouncing racism and supporting Rachel Lindsay. As somebody who was on the show, would you like to sit across from Chris Harrison, you know, at some point and express how you felt when you saw that? Because I thought that they were going to maybe film something, you know, to put right before the Women Tell All that would give you guys a chance to say your piece.
Yeah, that's a really interesting question. Obviously, the Women Tell All was filmed prior to that interview, which is why it was conducted the way it was. We haven't had a chance to speak directly to Chris Harrison. I believe that he's heard the message from Bachelor Nation and hopefully really reflecting on the words from our statement and from the audience members. Okay. I don't see us having the opportunity to have a conversation, but I would be open to it and willing to it, have that conversation with him and further express kind of the damage he did in that interview and how he can potentially grow from that.
Okay, so you might get a chance. Now, would you come back and do The Bachelorette or The Bachelor in Paradise? Huh?
I mean, I've been super focused on this season and just getting through all of this right now, but I can see how the show works. I can see how this journey works, and I do believe in it, and I would be open to maybe other opportunities in the future. We'll have to see.
Yes!
Okay.
That is a yes!
That's a yes!
That's a book, man!
Tweet me those answers. answers. Tweet me those answers, girl. I need DM me.
Kim just has a crush on Matt, you know. That's all it comes down to. All right, Serena, thank you so much. I appreciate your time.
Thank you so much for having me, guys.
All right, The Bachelor airs Mondays on ABC. Up next, the Atlanta Housewives go to war over Strippergate. Did they break girl code? We'll discuss after the break.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Welcome back to Daily Pop. The ladies went to war on Bravo's Real Housewives of Atlanta, and even more allegations were made about Strippergate. Take a look.
Whose room was it? Well, it wasn't Candy's room, and it was coming from that side of the house.
I'm gonna clearly tell you it wasn't Candy's room.
It wasn't Candy, because Candy was in her room snoring.
So you're talking about me?
I didn't point any fingers at anyone.
You're talking about my room.
What I'm saying is I heard these noises.
Well, I feel the need.
And whatever it is, it was what it was.
I feel the need to dispel this.
I'm not sure, and I can't say if someone's actually having sex.
Oh, God, you're frustrating.
You don't got to explain this shit.
I mean, I have to explain it. All I know is that I spent the night in this girl's room.
Oh.
What?
Drew and Portia went on to say that girl code was broken. Hell yeah, it was broken. Kenya, what the hell?
I don't know if you get a girl code on reality TV. I think all codes just go out the window.
No, I think
this is, I would be furious with a friend. They would not be my friend ever again if they told my business when I was doing my business. This is my business. Yeah.
I don't even think it has anything to do with girl code. It's Kenya code.
What's Kenya code?
Kenya code is forget you, let it further me. I'm not worried about you. Oh, honey, that's Kenya code. Good luck. Good luck.
Bravo, you need your next housewife of Atlanta?
No shit.
Ready right here.
I about said the wrong word. Okay, so time out. You're on this trip and you know you've got a Kenya in the house who's gonna tell your stuff.
Yes.
Was this just poor thinking?
Well, that's why you involve everybody right in the act. Like, if I'm gonna do something, right, we all gonna do something.
Kenya,
everybody
come
in. Come 100%. In. Kenya's gonna tell it. That's what she does. You've been knowing that. She's gonna tell it. And think about it. We wouldn't even be watching Kenya if she didn't. If Kenya just sat around and was all nice and did everything, we'd be like, okay, sure, there's Kenya. Right. So she does what she does, and we watch it. So, therefore, you know Kenya's going to tell it. But I think when alcohol is involved and fun, and you tell the producers to turn off the cameras, and they don't, the mic, you get caught up. People get caught up because they've been on there for years.
Yeah.
And you're right. You invite your friend.
Well,
the girl probably was in the room.
Don't you think they think at some point, didn't you, when you worked on Rich Kids of Beverly Hills, did they not have certain producers that they actually legitimately trusted? I'm sure they trusted you.
Yeah, but we weren't that far into life. Look. Everybody knows it. There's always the bachelorette party, and then there's the bachelorette party when, like, all the nosy people leave and people really want to get down and dirty. Like, how many times have you stayed an extra 2 days on a trip so that the trip can start, okay?
All right.
I once had a girlfriend who got married. She's from the South, and they were all going on this trip, and I couldn't make it, so I thought it would be really funny to send all my girlfriends who are, like, moms two strippers at their apartment where they were staying. So I send these two female strippers thinking that they would get a good laugh out of it. And the lady hit me the next day and was like, your bill is $1,400. And I'm like, what am I paying for $1,400? She was like, we stayed there for 6 hours.
Oh my God.
I'm not gonna tell the group. I'm never gonna tell, like, I don't wanna know. I don't wanna ask. I paid the money. I was like, I'm just so happy you guys have fun. But everyone understood Fight Club is Fight Club. You don't talk about it unless you're on a daytime
I am a vault. I mean, like, if something happens and it's my girl, I will never disclose. I know nothing.
Because you're normally that girl.
But reality is you're that girl.
I don't. If I am that girl, you better be that vault.
But what, I agree with what you said. You're going to bring a friend with you. So I believe her and the other girl were probably in that room together. And she was like, I was with her all night. But she might have been sitting there like this. Uh-huh.
No, honey, if might she was in been. There with Bolo, Who honey, knows? She was not just sitting there watching.
Who knows? But the thing is, we have to remember it is reality TV. And things happen. And everyone has to stay relevant on the show. If you're just sitting there knitting booties, nobody, okay.
So do you think it's easier to forgive somebody on reality TV because you know they're coming from a place of selfishness?
No, I would still be pissed.
I would still be mad. Yeah.
But that's the thing. If I know that I'm going to go buck wild, I already know who I could do it in front of and who I can't do it in front of. So if you've always said that your friend Kenya has a big mouth, why would you get down and dirty with the Bolo?
Because you're drinking and it's Bolo.
And I guess that was Kenya's point, too.
If Bolo came on this set right now, Carissa probably take the... Okay, I'm just joking.
No, yeah, she would.
Bolo, yeah, but let me tell you, Bolo came over here right now, we all would be like, we're going to commercial.
We've had a stripper on the show before.
It got close.
That's what I'm saying. I think it's just the
question.
Moment.
You are Kenya. Mm-hmm. Does it bother you if your girlfriend is getting down with a guy in your in the same house that you're at? Do you think that they should have gone somewhere else? Do you think that that's rude?
What?
Kenya has a baby. She knows what goes on.
Did you say rude? Let me tell you. Oh, no. First of all, Kenya's not prude. That's one of your prude friends. I got my little Christian friends. They'd be like, oh, why didn't you just... I cannot believe that you would actually...
It's like, to me, I just want to be like, quote Luann, be cool.
Don't be all uncool.
That's cool. That's what I want Portia to remember.
When alcohol is involved and people are partying, no one is thinking clear. They're having a good time.
Yeah.
And we've been together so long, there is a level of...
comfort.
Yep,
a level of comfort. I stand with Portia, Tanya, whoever did it. I stand with you guys because... You know what? It's a bachelorette party. Let me let my hair down. I have a man.
Yeah, be cool. Don't be uncool.
Uncool?
Yeah, be cool. Be cool, Kenya.
All right, coming up, how Angelina just made bank off Brad, plus a whole new look at the college admission scandal. Will we hear from Lori Loughlin and Felicity Huffman? That's next.
I would never do a Ebola. Welcome back. It's time for the Hollywood Minute. Give me 60 seconds and let's get this party started. Britney Spears' sons are so grown up now, they're even taller than their mom. In a new IG post, Britney says she hasn't shared a photo of them for some time because they're at an age where they want to express their own identities. Sean Preston is now 15 and Jaden is 14. Britney says it's hard to see them grow up, but she's lucky to be their mom. Alec and Ilaria Baldwin quietly welcomed their sixth child together, sharing a photo of their latest arrival on the gram. Alec took the photo of the new baby in pink laying right next to their six-month-old son and four other children. And Angelina Jolie just made a ton of money off that painting that Brad Pitt gave her. The Winston Churchill painting just sold for a record-breaking $11.5 million. Brad only bought it for right under $3 million in 2011. Kim, do you think she should split that with Brad?
Oh, my God. I think she should split it with me. $11 million? Absolutely give him some.
Really?
Give him a little bit. Come on. She made a profit.
Nope.
But that's what the... Really?
Give it to the kids.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll say ex-husbands...
I don't know
if you give him the money or not. Especially their divorce was not pretty.
Okay.
The first trailer for Operation Varsity Blues has dropped. The Netflix documentary focuses on the college admission scandal, which involved big names, of course, like Lori Loughlin, Felicity Huffman. It contains interviews with experts and recreated FBI wiretaps. Take a look.
We help the wealthiest families in the U.S. get their kids into school.
So I've done 761 what I would call side doors. The front door means getting in on your own.
You've never had an issue with this.
Like some article comes out that the Polo team is selling seats into the school for $250,000.
Well, no, because she's a water polo player.
But she's not.
They had every advantage, and
yet they still cheated.
In America, we love the wealthy and we hate the wealthy.
Oh.
Out March 17th. Of course I'm watching. I'm not even going to ask the question.
Yeah.
Of course I want to see
I'm
this.
I'm watching.
Yeah. You?
Are you crazy? Yeah, I'm trying to get an advanced copy. Yes. Okay.
Oh, wow.
What do you guys think about Lori and Felicity? Do you think they're going to want to speak on the scandal publicly around this time, or they're just...
I think Lori and Felicity are trying to figure out how they're going to turn this experience into something for the greater good. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Before they speak out. I think, personally, I'm kind of happy. If I were them, I'd be happy this is all coming out this year. Because you know what? Let it all come out. Let's move on.
The sooner the better, right?
Knock I'm going to speak about yeah. this, and then I'm going to move on with my life. And I think Lori and Felicity will do those big sit-down interviews with Robin Roberts or with Gail King and finally say their part and then be done with it. You know, we have ADD.
I mean, Felicity is moving on with her life. She's had jobs since then.
But then she'll have to promote those jobs.
Yes.
And she knows the first question that's going to come up is, well, how was it working, you know, right after going to jail? You know what I mean? Like, it's inevitable.
Yes, they're going to have to talk about it. They like we were just talking about Paris. You're going to have to talk about it. Mm. You have to bring it up. But I feel like this... Now, were they a part of this documentary? Mm. So they have nothing to do with it. That's what the scary part is. Because if I'm watching at home, I'm like, that's not true.
Yeah.
That is not true. So, you know, it depends on how this documentary does.
Yeah, it's going to either frustrate them or make them feel freed. And it's probably a combination.
It's going to be a combination.
Well, I don't think Netflix is doing anything to make you feel freed. Mm-hmm. I think Netflix and anybody who's doing a documentary about something that was so salacious is going to lean into that. So I think you just keep your head down, write your book, say your side of the story, take your charge, and keep it moving. That's how Martha did it. Yeah. When Martha came back, Martha came back bigger than ever after going to jail for securities fraud.
Yeah.
Was it what? Something like that. White collar crime. You know what I mean? She went to white collar jail.
Right.
But came back with more street cred than Snoop Dogg.
Now she's hosting with Snoop. Exactly. With her best buddies. All right. Well, coming up, the suddenly single star who is publicly dragging her ex. Would you do it? We'll discuss when we come back.
She's not gonna be digging the number.
Cannot believe it is already March and a year since the pandemic changed everything. John Legend certainly could not. So the Tonight Show, he and Jimmy Fallon gave us a hilarious Beauty and the Beast parody to recap the last year.
I've forgotten what time means, and I haven't waxed my chest since quarantine week 3.
52 weeks and 53 Zoom weddings, 600 laps around my den, plus a million shanty songs, yo-ho! And a Quibi come and gone.
No, I can't believe it's been a year. It really has been quite a year. I can't believe it's really March.
Oh my God, that's amazing.
I seriously cannot believe it's been a year since this pandemic started. And it was just crazy. I got to see my best friend recently, and it's been a year. She had never met my daughter. I mean, it's crazy to think about this. My daughter is almost a year old. She will be in April. And so many people I love, Justin's not even met Zoe.
Can you believe?
This is ridiculous. So many people haven't even met my daughter. I've had a whole child. It's crazy.
It's really weird.
It went fast. I usually go home to Cleveland at least every 3 months. And I have not seen my father in a year. I went in July, one flight. And I used to be on an airplane every weekend to do stand-up.
Wow.
I haven't been on the stage, you know. I went for the first time a couple weeks ago over to the Magic Castle. And let me tell you something. It's been a lot. If we really look over this year, but a lot has changed also, and a lot of good. Like my son is now getting A's and B's because we're working with him at home one-on-one.
Yeah. Yeah.
So there's been some good things.
Right.
You know what I miss the most? Mm. I don't know if you guys will relate to this, because I think this is like kind of like an irresponsible man thing, but there's a few dudes in the audience that work here. There's this fine line that I miss a lot. It's that moment where like you're just perfectly buzzed, where you could order another one or go home. Oh. And you know that feeling where you're like, should I order another one? Should I go home? I'm gonna order another one.
Yes.
And then it's like that first 10 minutes when you get a little too
lit. Oh my God, you're talking about what we miss. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah.
I miss a man touching me. Just, can I get a hug? Anybody out there? Anybody?
Just don't pinch and latch.
Pinch and latch.
You know, she doesn't like when you pinch and latch on it, Tom. So
oh
maybe just
gosh.
No pinching and latching.
I'm touch starved.
Yeah.
You know, are
even
you?
From, yeah, I'm touch starved. Even, you know, when you see your girlfriends and my dad, my son wanted to hug my dad. He was like, I want to hug Papa. And when we went there, I put a sheet over him to protect my dad. I said, okay. And he had a mask on and he went and he hugged him in the sheet. Oh, it was, oof.
I mean, you didn't get a pandemic, like, hookup buddy?
No. Did you? Wait a minute. Is there a pandemic website?
I'm just saying. Like, no, you go through. No, you got to recycle. You got to recycle through your
same
old
one,
Jimmy.
Over and over.
Yeah, you just kind of sort of.
You can trust getting tested
yes.
three times a week, like a.
120. You got to find somebody who also works at a studio.
That gets tested a lot.
It gets tested a lot. Like,
okay.
Look, I'm not going to sit here and lie.
You're narrowing down your options. People are going to want to guess this one.
I'm not going to sit here and say, in a year, I haven't been, you know. Touch, but I found somebody who I was sort of seeing before.
Oh.
Reignited it, and you know.
Are you in love?
No, oh my God, no, it's purely just
it's
for
just
company.
Touch. It's just a touch, buddy.
Just a touch, buddy.
I thought you were gonna say, and then reunited, and it became this beautiful thing. And he's like,
it's beautiful for about 45 minutes.
No, it's a lot. And you think about all the people that we've lost. During this whole time, after you all are laughing, I take it down.
I'm like,
I think about that because when we talk about what we miss and we think about people across this world, the people that they've lost and they can't hug again. So it's just, you know, one minute I'm like, oh, my son is getting A's. And then I'm like, oh, such and such lost their mother, their brother, and to this horrible pandemic.
Well, cheers, guys, to
but
a
the
better,
water's blue in the ocean.
Better yes. next year. We hope by March 2022 we will not be saying these same things.
100%.
Okay, let's move on to this one. Selling Sunsets, Chrishell and Dancing with the Stars, Keo, have a split, and she is calling him a liar. Chrishell hit up Instagram sharing a screen grab of a report about their breakup, including a quote that said Keo is heartbroken and he's had a tough time with his mother's passing. Chrishell wrote that she wanted to keep it drama free, but playing the victim and bringing his mom into it was a step too far for her. So she had to share an article about habitual lying. She called him out. He changed his tune and basically said that he felt bad. I mean, what did you think about this? Would you call out an ex?
Look, I keep my relationships in the low for a long time until I know that I properly have vetted somebody. And I think if you can call somebody an habitual liar and you've been on Instagram and you've been flaunting this relationship, that means that you didn't look at the red flags before you let the public into your jam.
Ooh.
And I like Chrishell, and I know coming out of a marriage and going through a divorce and being stuck with somebody in a bubble, you kind of sort of have that law of proximity when you're on Dancing with the Stars where you kind of always fall for that person. But this is where I know it's Celebrity 101 and I know this is all new to her. Maybe don't put your relationships out there too fast because this game of public ping pong is never that cute. And I get it. Like, you have to defend yourself, but Keo and Keanu Reeves are Brad Pitt. Like, that story would have came and went, but now it's growing into something bigger.
No, I disagree. I loved this. I even, like, messaged her. I was like, I knew I liked you. Like, I just thought this was, if someone is getting out of a relationship, and because it is the celebrity game, and they're trying to take control of the narrative of the story, and you know that that is not the narrative, I think it is your right to check him and say, that's not the real story. That's not how the cookie crumbled, and I'm not going to let you sit there and try to make this into something it wasn't.
How many times?
And make me look like I'm the bad guy when you were the bad guy in this relationship.
But how many times have you been in a relationship and you know what the reason is that you broke up, but the guy goes on and says it's for a whole another reason?
It's different because if they want, I would correct it like in a normal gossip situation, but I'm not a celebrity. Because the problem is whenever somebody starts painting a picture about Chrishell, then it becomes a different tagline. And then she becomes this girl. And then she gets this stigma that like she can't keep a man or all of these things that she probably is like, that's not fair. Don't be creating a narrative about me that the media is going to attach to and hold that over my head for a long time.
And if Keel was a liar, she is doing a public service to other women that will come later.
This ain't Angie's List.
No,
this ain't Angie's List. This ain't Yelp, okay? This ain't Yelp.
Yes, it is.
This ain't Yelp.
Because certain people, if a man is a con artist, if he's a liar, there's certain things you have to tell the public about.
Yeah.
Because this ain't Yelp.
You don't, yeah, absolutely. Tell on them.
No, this is not Yelp.
Keel shouldn't have been lying.
I don't falter. I say, you know what? You do what you got to do.
But how many months were these two together?
Three months.
Okay.
This is crazy.
Okay.
They were together for 3 months.
But
don't put your relationship out on the gram before the 90-day situation.
Okay.
We all know it takes you 3 months for sometimes that the man is good for a man to show you who he truly is.
That's
and you
true.
Cannot
you
talk about
too quick, but you still can defend your name. We'll be right back.
7 years.
You wouldn't have to defend your name if you wouldn't have put it out there.
You know what? It takes longer than that to know a man or a woman.
You want to dress like the stars? Well, you're in luck because we have the hottest styles in this week's Tuesday Trends. Okay, to get these looks at home, just pull out your phone, scan the QR code at the bottom of your screen. Okay, first up, slouchy pants. Ashley Graham, Jennifer Lopez, Gabrielle Union have all stepped out in them.
You know, the only problem is you gotta pose like Gabrielle and Ashley Graham for them to look bomb.
Yes.
And when you're walking, it's not the jam. But if you're just at home and your man's home and you don't, you know, you just want to look cute, yes, do it. In public, trash.
Really? I love it. J-Lo's, I love those pants. I would rock those.
I love those too. I'm for them. I think comfort is key. And, you know, all the youngins say skinny stuff's out, so...
Right,
you
know?
We're listening to people who don't even know how to pay their cell phone bills.
Gabrielle used to have
Next one.
If you're feeling confident, try the midriff flossing. Lori Harvey, Kylie Jenner, Kim Kardashian have all rocked this abtastic look. It only works if you literally have rock hard abs. Otherwise, don't even think about it.
I'm over it. Yeah, I would never wear that. That little strap in the middle would disappear somewhere. You wouldn't see that till next year. No.
If you have rock hard abs, go for it. Okay, next up, we have quilted textures. Stars are wearing this one. They're wearing it on purses, jackets, vests, everything. What do you all think?
I like it. I love the quilted. And you know what? I like it when you don't match it too much. Like, give me one quilted moment. I don't need the vest with the purse.
Right.
But yes, try it. I'm here for it.
One piece. I'm with you on
that. I like it because you can also use it as a blanket later.
Okay. Still ahead, some friendly competition between us that involves a straw, a spoon, and a knife. What could go wrong?
Who's fighting with a straw? Instead.
So this past weekend was National Strawberry Day. So it's giving us a reason to put a special hack to the test. The hack is to whole strawberries with a straw. So there you go. Kim, you're going to try this one. You're going to fluff the leaves, and then you're going to push the straw through the bottom of the strawberry. And if you aim correctly, apparently you can get the leaves and the stem all in one. Okay? You, Justin, are going to use a spoon. I don't know how you're doing that, but you're going to use a spoon. And I'm going to go with the good old-fashioned knife, because that's what I do every day. Okay, so we have 30 seconds, and we're going to see who holds the most strawberries.
Okay.
Ready?
Ready?
Set, go.
I need a steel straw. This is unfair.
Uh-huh.
Look, okay, that didn't work.
I've got four. You guys counting?
Can I get a real straw?
Feel like I'm flying. Do you even have one?
Can I get a real straw?
Oh, I'm rocking and rolling
here.
Oh,
I'm rocking.
Uh-huh.
Oh, look at that. Look.
By the way, you can't even find a straw right now in America. Okay?
Okay.
You're lucky to have that straw.
Of course, the only one taking this seriously.
And this.
Look at this bowl.
Okay,
my bowl is
somebody didn't try this in the back. Because this, somebody didn't
Kim, do you even
Look at him.
I am going to go out on a limb and think, how many did you get, Justin?
Actually, the spoon wasn't bad. 2, 4, 6, 7. I was trying to make it look
one,
cute,
two, too. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Yeah, I beat you. Yeah. Yeah, so just my children
I ate all the evidence.
Did that work though? Does it work?
She couldn't get one off.
Look, I did get one. Look.
All right, you guys. Wait, tomorrow, Real Housewife Melissa Gorga is here, and you know she's going to bring the drama. Plus, if you want to know if intuitive eating is right for you, join us tomorrow. See ya.
Bye, you guys.
I got it right here. Bye, y'all. Don't try this at home.
Do the knife.